First, there were 72 confirmed cases of coronavirus, also known as COVID-19, in Wisconsin as of earlier today. As the number of cases increases, state and national officials have been taking steps to respond to the global pandemic. Last week, Governor Tony Evers used an executive order to declare a public health emergency for the entire state of Wisconsin, and new reporting from WisContext examines the scope and impact of a state emergency declaration. Will Cushman is the associate editor of WisContext. He talked to WPR host Keely Baltina about the story.
How does a governor declare a public health emergency? What's the mechanism?
The mechanism is an executive order, and that's exactly what Governor Evers did last week. He declared a public health emergency in response to COVID-19 via an executive order issued through his office.
And this is specific to this public health crisis that we're dealing with now. What is the effect of an emergency declaration? What does it let the state do?
It lets the state do kind of all sorts of things. So Wisconsin law gives the governor powers to declare emergencies in response to not only threats to public health, but to human and natural disasters, threats to vital telecommunication systems. And really, the whole purpose for declaring an emergency is to allow the state agencies, in this case, because it's a public health emergency, it's the Department of Health Services that's the lead agency. It kind of cuts red tape, loosens some regulatory requirements, and frees up monies for the response. Basically, the end goal or the primary objective is to create as speedy a response to the emergency as possible.
And so this really does rely not just on state government then, but like working up with the federal government and then working down to local agencies?
Precisely, yes, that's exactly correct. So often an emergency declaration precedes requests for federal help. In this case, I am not sure if the state of Wisconsin has been able to secure federal help so far for the public health emergency related to COVID-19, at least in terms of procuring medications or vital equipment like ventilators. In theory, it does or it would give the state access to the federal government's strategic national stockpile, where there are billions of dollars worth of medical supplies, including ventilators and personal protective equipment like face masks. But it's unclear. I haven't been able to get an answer about whether the state has been able to procure anything from that stockpile yet. And I know that President Trump, just in the last day or so, on a phone call with governors, did inform them that they really should be looking to procure that vital equipment on their own and through local means and not to depend on the federal government. As you said, it also allows for it creates better mechanisms for communication between the state and local agencies. In the case of COVID-19 and this public health emergency, it allows local health departments who might have to be spending a lot of money to enforce isolation and quarantines in communities to be reimbursed by the state.
And that's just one of the specific directions of this executive order. There were many elements of it. Give us a couple of the others that we might want to know.
Yeah. So one of the things that's a moving target and has been over the last several days is directives related to large public gatherings. At the time that this public health emergency was declared on March 12th, at that time, the secretary designee for the Department of Health Services, Andrea Palm, was only providing a recommendation that people cancel or not attend gatherings of 250 or more people. We know now that that has changed. Governor Evers has tightened the ban on large gatherings, and that may change as the days progress. That's really, really a moving target. There are other things as well. So the DHS is the lead agency, but it's certainly not the only agency responding to the public health emergency. I would say probably most state agencies are involved in some way. I know that DATCAP, that's the Department of Ag, Transportation, and Consumer Protection, lifted weight limits on highways for trucks. So that there's one less barrier, I guess, to the distribution of food and vital supplies. We know that a lot of people were shopping, myself, my family included, over the last several days. And so they really want to make sure that food and vital supplies are accessible to people around the state.
Will Cushman is the associate editor of Wiscontext, and we're talking with him today about the scope and impact of a state emergency declaration. And Will, under what circumstances can the governor declare an emergency?
It's really left. It's interesting. I was studying state statutes, and it really is left up to the governor. It's at the governor's discretion to declare an emergency of any type, including a public health emergency. So it's really the governor and whoever the governor's advisors are who might be advising that call. But it's ultimately the governor's call.
You know, we've seen governors in other states mandate complete closures of bars or restaurants or, you know, change really public gatherings significantly. In Wisconsin, do we have limits on the governor's ability to declare a public health emergency or the factors that go into a public health emergency?
As far as I can tell from state statutes and the folks who I've talked to, there aren't really limits on how far the governor could go in terms of banning large gatherings or other such bans on movement, either locally or in a broad area. That's one piece of this that maybe we should talk about a little bit, is that a public health emergency, or like pretty much any emergency declared in the state, could be for the whole state, or it could be for a very specific area in the state, even just one single community. In this case, it is for the entire state. In addition to that, local governments can declare their own emergencies in response to all sorts of things, including public health. And some have done that, including in Milwaukee.
And how long might this public emergency declaration last? I mean, our timeline shifts daily with our discussions about COVID-19. How long does this declaration from Evers go on?
So an emergency declaration can last for 60 days, or it can be cut off early by the governor or by a joint resolution from the legislature. But the emergency can also be extended beyond 60 days, but that has to happen with a joint resolution from the state legislature.
And what are you watching then as we move forward under this emergency declaration?
I am really watching to see what comes next, particularly with regard to bans or recommendations on social gatherings, other directives, I guess, related to social distancing.
And this public health emergency is really a combination of health experts and politicians. So how do they navigate what the information is that they issue these declarations based on?
I think they're in constant communication with folks at the federal level. So that would be the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. They're getting guidance from the World Health Organization. And folks at the DHS are also in communication with local health departments, which are really the front lines responding to this crisis. And they're really the boots on the ground and know what's happening within communities day to day.
Will, I'm sure we'll talk again soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
That was Will Cushman, associate editor of Wiscontext. He talked to WPR host Keeley Boltina about his latest piece on Wisconsin's public health emergency declaration. You can read his story online at wiscontext.org.